Can I be heard? Testing 1, 2, 3. Test, test, test.
Yes, I can hear you, Brother Miles.
All right. Yeah, my machine is freezing up here for some reason. Give me 1 second here. Okay. Let me close down some things because this is freezing. All right, it appears that it's working better now, even though I didn't finish the intro. Well, good morning to both of you and to everyone else that may be listening. I'll just go at it this way. How did everybody sleep last night? Did you guys have a good rest?
Lovely rest.
Amen. 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 Have any a better understanding of justification yet?
Yes.
You didn't say that too sure.
But I'm not quite sure.
All right. We are attempting, when we are witnessing to people, it's important that we understand the terms that are used in the Christian world. And so when you're talking to people, because I'm sure you get, you know, if you talk to people, some people don't want to talk about it. Some people, you know, don't want to be approached, or some people are stuck in their ways. They have certain beliefs. And so these are topics these are topics that the church, the modern day church, and I've been up since probably 3 or 4 this morning dealing with this topic, topics that the modern day church is using to pull people actually away from God. And the more I study this and look at the different church doctrines, they are clearly teaching the doctrines of men as the commandments of God. And they are strongholds within the church. So justification is one of them. And I would encourage you to go back and re-listen to the lesson from last night, because it actually does really set up a really good solid foundation. We're going to continue in justification part 2 on this morning. And these are strongholds within the church that keep the people from keeping the commandments of God. Because this is what the church uses to justify, play on words, uses to justify not keeping the commandments of God. And still saying that, you know, they are saving people, that they are salvific in nature. So I want to welcome you all this morning, those that are in Pal Talk, those that are on the internet in general, those that listen to that download the lessons later, because we are getting some of those, that, you know, we want to welcome you in the Master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, our Master and our Savior, our Elohim and our Redeemer, the love of our soul and the rock of our faith. I want to say a happy Sabbath to you again on this morning. And we are continuing in the topic of justification. Just how does the scripture say that Elohim justifies us to be saved? And so is it justification only? Or is it other things that are required? And so we're going to, as I said, continue in this topic this morning. Hopefully I'll finish this morning, and then the next topic will be sanctification. And, you know, we always hear people say, well, I'm sanctified, or you got to be sanctified. But what is actual sanctification? Because the churches don't teach sanctification. It's one of the areas that they don't teach. They tell you, you know, to be this and be that, but they're not really teaching sanctification. And so I am doing this and trying to develop the understanding, which is my understanding, but develop it in such a way that I can present it, that, you know, people believe that if you keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of God as given to Moses, that you are performing works and you're only obeying the commandments of Moses to try to be saved, when you should be obeying the commandments of Moses out of love and respect for God, out of that relationship. And so they teach this the opposite, that if you say anything about keeping the commandments of Moses, or, you know, those that as they are modified by the New Testament, then they want to say, well, you're performing work.